The following message from Bible teacher and pastor Jim Crabb is brought to you by Imago Dei Christian Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.
About all this stuff. Let's look at Acts chapter 4. And let's begin reading at verse 27. Acts 4, 20. Now, you know what? I got to simplify this. Let's, let's look at verse 5. I'm cutting out here somehow. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and the scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many were of the kindred of the high priest, they gathered together at Jerusalem. So there was a lot of important Jews here at Jerusalem. Yes? High priests, important priests, leaders of the Jews. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked them and said, "By what power or what name have you done this?" A great miracle had been done. And they're asking the question. I think it's a fair question. By what power, where'd you get your power to do this miracle? I want people asking me about that, sitting me in the middle. Saying, by what power are you saying you got a new heart? By what power did you get a new heart? By what power did you get that miracle? See, I know some of you are young. You don't know the scriptures. But I'll tell you one thing you do know is you know your own story. Right? And I want to challenge you, man. Keep telling your story about the great things that the Lord has done for you. They said, "By what power or by what name have you done this miracle?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, what was he filled with?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Did he say he had a few drips of the Holy Ghost on him? Did it say that one time he was in a revival meeting, lasted 4 days, and he really got touched and fell under the power? But that's the only encounter he'd ever had with the Holy Spirit. Is that what it says? No. What's that say? He was what?
Filled.
Tell me again.
Filled.
What's filled mean?
All the way.
There's not any more room. That means if it's filled up, that means from the bottom to the top. I still believe in being filled with the Spirit. The power of our Christian life is not in what we know. Simply, it's not knowledge, but the power of our Christian life is that we got filled with the Spirit, filled with Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, "You guys are fanatics." That's one way to say it. Hallelujah. "You guys are radical about this." That's another way to say it. "You guys are brainwashed." That's a really good way to say it. We got our brains washed and our hearts filled with Jesus. We got filled with the Spirit. By what power is any miracle or any great thing happening in your life? And they said, and Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole," I like this. I want to say this. "Be it known unto you all." Be it known unto you all. Be it known to everybody in Cincinnati. Be it known to every doubter. Be it known to every skeptic. Be it known to those that think that God is dead. Be it known unto you. That's what he said. be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the way, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. You guys tried to stop him and you crucified him, but you couldn't stop him because God raised him from the dead. Yeah. I want to tell you right now, we're part of an unstoppable power today. I'm telling you, we're part of an unstoppable force. We're part of an uncontainable God. We're part of something that you can't put it in a corner. You can't stop it. I don't care how dark it is. I don't care how evil people get. I don't care how multiplied sin gets. You cannot stop this power that we have that's working through the name of Jesus Christ. You can't stop the power that lives on the inside of us. You can't stop it. All through history, people have tried to stop the power of God. Whew. Aaron and TJ came over yesterday and we were just talking and I don't know. It came on me. I just felt like I'm going to tell Aaron. This came bubbling up out of me. I'm going to tell Aaron this story. Tell her this. And I started telling her about, you know, Moses was in Egypt getting the children of Israel out. And Pharaoh said, I'm not letting them go. You know what? I think Pharaoh should have figured out right there, this is an unstoppable force I'm dealing with here. Pharaoh thought he was big enough to keep those people, even though they'd been slaves for 430 years. I want you to know that Pharaoh wasn't big enough to stop the children of Israel from getting out of Egypt. He was a powerful guy in the natural. He was a great government official. But I'm telling you, and he said, I'm not letting you go. You're not getting out. Moses kept going back saying, you know, it was almost like he was pleading with him saying, hey, Mr. Pharaoh, I want to tell you, you better let us go. You better let us go because God's going to get ready to do something if you keep trying to stop us. And at one time during that story, this is what I told Aaron. The Pharaoh called the enchanters and the magicians. And they took their rods. I'm talking about the unstoppable God. I'm talking about a power that you don't know. That I'm telling you, the church doesn't even know anything about this power yet. But this one here, we're gonna get on the shores of it. And Moses said, take those, the Egyptian guys, they took their rods and threw them on the ground, and their rods became snakes, and they started crawling on the floor. Moses stood there and looked at that and said, ha! That all you got? Well, we turned our rods into snakes, man. What are you looking for? What do you got? And so the Bible says, I don't know why I told Aaron this. I just felt like telling her this story. It's because she was there, and I felt like telling it, and the Holy Ghost, I was just looking for somebody to preach to. I prayed them over. Huh? The Bible says that Moses took his rod and threw it on the ground, just like the Egyptians guys did. And Moses' rod also became a snake. So we got equal power? Wait a minute. No, we don't have equal power. Because the Bible says that Moses' snake, it's swallowed up and swallowed all of the magicians and all those wizards. It swallowed their snakes up. I want you to know we got more power than the devil's got any power. We've got more power than witches. We've got more power than psychics. We've got more power than the devil. We've got more power than the government. We've got an unstoppable force that's working, and it's living big on the inside of us. The newest Christian born again in this room, I don't care how young or weak you feel, I want you to know there's more power in you right now than exists and lives out in the force of this world. I want you to know today, I'm telling you, we're filled with the Holy Spirit and we serve an unstoppable God. We will not be stopped. Say it out loud. I will not be stopped. It's amazing how people, you know, folks, they get in circumstances and situations, and they'll try to tell me, trying to convince me why God, while they're how bad their situation is. Well, yeah, but I know that's true, Pastor, that he's an unstoppable God, but I'm in a really bad way. Well, you just joined the Bible group, man. They've been in all kinds of ways. But the unstoppable God has always been able to get them out. When Pharaoh said, I'm not going to let them out, Moses' snakes started eating their snakes. Hallelujah. And then Moses said, told him again, let them go. He said, no. So God said, okay, let's see how you like this. And he started down the plague road to the enemy. And the Lord said, I want all my frogs. All my frogs, report for duty. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, we're unstoppable today. We're unstoppable. We cannot be moved. We're unstoppable. We're going to get out. We're going to the other side. We're going to make it. We're going to drink honey out of the rock. We're going to suck the oil out of the rock. Hallelujah. We're going to make it. We're going to, whatever it's going to take. So all the frogs, this incredible number of frogs invades Egypt, and somehow those frogs knew which house to go in and which house to stay out of. Huh? Now, how's it? I get, you know, put the blood over the door. I get the Passover and the lamb, but the Israelites were the ones that put the blood over the door. Wait a minute, man. How do the frogs know? And the frogs came from everywhere. How many frogs was it? It says the Egyptians' houses, they came marching down the street. They went into all the Egyptian houses. So if there's an Israelite living here and an Egyptian living here, all the frogs bypassed that house and went into the house of all the Egyptians. It says they opened their oven. There were frogs. There's frogs in the oven, frogs in the cupboard, frogs on the floor. It's kind of gross, isn't it? There was frogs in the bathroom, frogs in the guest room. There's frogs in the living room, frogs in the family room. Moses went back and said, you want to let us go now? He said, no. So God called. So he called for flies. You know, it goes through all the plagues, man. Well, there are 10 plagues, I think. 10 plagues. Flies. All the flies. I'm not letting them go. Okay, how about lice? All lice went into the Egyptian's house. That's enough to get you saved right there, you would think. Man, if your kids ever came home, my girls, I mean, you know, there's an outbreak or something at school, and if they came home, when they got to, they didn't even have to say the whole word, lice. So when they got to lie, I'm telling you, Sarah Crabb lost her ever-loving mind. We were buying all kinds of stuff. I thought she was putting hydrochloric acid on their head, man, to kill those lice. She said, the lice are not going to stay in my house, man. If I got to burn your brains out, man, we're not having lice in our house. She washed everything. I'm telling you, man, I mean, for days that went on. But the lice came. Went in all the Egyptians' house. The Israelites, This guy's sitting in his house. He's got praise and worship music on, probably listening to a Pastor Crab podcast, and just sitting there. They're having fellowship, taking communion, lifting their hands, worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. But the lice are all over the Egyptian's house. That didn't do any good. Frogs, lice, flies, all the water turned into blood for the Egyptians. The Israelites got this clean flow of pure water flowing into their house. What were some other plagues? Locusts came. Hail came. Huh? Boils got all over these guys. What are you saying, Pat? I'm saying, you can't, if God says, I'm going to get those people out by my power, I'm going to get them out. That's what God's doing. He's going to get us out. I don't care what you're going through. I'm not afraid of what you're facing. I'm telling you that we serve an unstoppable God, a powerful God, a God that can't be denied. You need to know it every day. You need to know it every hour. That you're serving an unstoppable God. I want to tell you, tell them in the streets. Tell them at the hotels. Tell them at the grocery store. Tell them about the power of God. Tell them God's able. Tell them that God will. Tell them that Jesus did. Tell them that God can. Tell them that God's got a miracle for them. Tell them that Jesus will change their life. That's the will of God for our lives. He's an unstoppable God. Shout out loud, he's unstoppable. Verse 10 again. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus, whom you crucified, you crucify our Savior, God will raise him from the dead. Even by him, because of him, doth this man stand here before you all whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the very head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other name. I'll tell you this. I wish the church is supposed to believe that. I wish we believed that, man. There is no, this is the way. This is our answer. You know, people come to me like, sometimes they want to talk to me and they know what I believe. They know what we preach. Yet it's almost as though some folks, they're looking for plan B of the church. We don't have plan B. It's in the name of Jesus. It's by the power of God. We're not influencing you simply intellectually. We're telling you it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit. I said the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you that Tina Wells is healed today of pancreatic cancer because of the power of the Holy Spirit. I said because of the power of the Holy Spirit to drive that cancer out of her body and bring healing to her, to drive it out. The devil's not going to stop her. John, he's not going to stop her. He's not going to stop your family because Jesus is Lord today. There isn't any plan B. Neither is there salvation in any other name. For there is none other name in heaven given among men whereby people must be saved. Now let me use this verse right here. We're going to end with this. Now here's how the church has got to become. You have to. You're never going to preach an unstoppable God until you get this next verse. I don't know, man. It's just not me to keep the power of God in the back closet. Not when people are here out in the front room that need the power of God. It's time we got bold about saying what we believe. and what we believe God's going to do. Huh? I mean bold about it. Bold about it. Huh? Look at verse 13. Now when the elders of the Jews saw the boldness of Peter and John, the what?
Boldness.
Say it again.
Boldness.
The tenacity. The boldness of Peter and John. When they saw the boldness, you could see that boldness, that's right. You know, I can see fear on people. I can see timidity get on people. I can see it when people start backing up. I can see it when people are ashamed of something and fearful of something. I'll tell you, if you want to see the power of God, it's time to get bold about it. I'm telling you, we're going to get bold about the word and bold about the power of God and bold about healing and bold about revival and bold about what God's going to do in our life. I want them not just to think I'm bold. I want them to know that I'm bold. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, you could say it, put your name in there. When they saw the boldness of Susie and Tim, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, man, I hope that you're able to use this verse. I hope Curtis Baker goes around telling people, glory to God. If somebody asks, what's your father-in-law like? With that, besides odd, I hope he says, he's odd, but I'll tell you one thing. He's one of the most bold preachers I've ever been around in my life, because he's bold enough to tell what the gospel says. He's bold enough to tell you what Jesus has done. He's bold enough to tell you what Jesus is going to do right now and today. He's not afraid of the crowds might leave. He's not afraid of the crowds might diminish, or it's not for our culture. My pastor, as what I hope he can say about his father-in-law, my pastor is bold enough to tell the truth that Christ will do miracles, that Jesus will save you and heal you and help you and deliver you no matter what. When they saw the boldness of good old Pastor Crab. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John. Man, I'm writing this verse, aren't you? And they figured out or perceived that these were unlearned and ignorant men. I don't know why that he put that in there, because that makes the story better. He doesn't have this power because he's got a bunch of degrees after his name. He doesn't have this power because he's got a master's degree, a PhD, and triple doctorates. In fact, he's an unlearned, and he's rich. You know what it says? This is my where'd these guys get this power? And these guys are saying, well, I don't know. They're not even very smart. They're not the sharpest pencil in the box. But I want to tell you today, you don't have to be the sharpest pencil in the box to have the power of God in your life. But you do have to be filled with the Spirit. Isn't that good? That's good news for people that are as unlearned as I might be. Huh? Man, oh man. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and figured out they were unlearned and ignorant men, this is what I want the world to do. They marveled. They marveled. It made the story better. That's why this is awesome. That's why we're perfect candidates for this. Because we don't have the most. We don't have the biggest. We might not have the best. We might not know how. But I'll tell you what, we are serving an unstoppable God that is uncontainable. And I want to tell you today, I feel a surge of the glory and the power of God If you need something big to happen in your life, I want you to jump up right now. Just jump up. Jump up and begin to praise Him. Jump up.
We trust you enjoyed this message. For more information about Pastor Jim Crabb and Imago Dei, please visit our website at imagodeicincy.com. imagodeicincy.com.